From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will conclude his sixth message in a series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. The focus is on Abraham, and the message is entitled, A Pilgrim's Faith. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, God's Treasury. The text is Deuteronomy 28 and verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. This refers first to the rain. The Lord will give this in its season. Rain is the emblem of all those celestial refreshings which the Lord is ready to bestow upon his people. Oh, for a copious shower to refresh the Lord's heritage! We seem to think that God's treasury can only be opened by a great prophet like Elijah. But it is not so. For the promise is to all the faithful in Israel, and indeed to each one of them. O believing friend, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Thou too mayest see heaven opened, and thrust in thy hand, and take out thy portion, yea, and a portion for all thy brethren round about thee. Ask what thou wilt, and thou shalt not be denied, if thou abidest in Christ, and his words abide in thee. As yet thou hast not known all thy Lord's treasures, but he shall open them up to thine understanding. Certainly thou hast not yet enjoyed the fullness of his covenant riches, but he will direct thine heart into his love, and reveal Jesus in thee. Only the Lord himself can do this for thee, but here is his promise, and if thou wilt hearken diligently unto his voice, and obey his will, his riches in glory by Christ Jesus shall be thine.
Glory reigns on high, established by his mighty hand to form the earth and sky.
Their wings are faith and love.
In these troublesome times for our nation, many voices are looking to the government or to social action for the solution. But the only real answer to the human predicament is a true spiritual revival. Many Christians have no idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense. Certainly, the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. But down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God, during which thousands were gloriously saved, times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with John Edwards. These were times of genuine spiritual revivals. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches had to be built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of Duncan Campbell's own account of what happened during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. There's also a CD containing the personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times. Either CD is $5, or you may obtain both for $8, which includes postage and handling. To obtain your own copy, you may simply send a check for either or both CDs to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of the Revival on the Isle of Lewis. If you wish, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work. Abraham stands out as perhaps the paramount example of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, he responded to God's call to leave the land of his birth and to go to a place previously unknown to him. The willingness of Abraham's faith is a picture of that effectual call which awakens a dead sinner and brings him to faith in Christ. As Abraham illustrates, this call is sovereign, gracious, and it is an honest call, because God did not hide the cost of obedience from Abraham. Salvation is free, but there is a cost if one is truly to follow Christ. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, the walk of faith involves more than mere words. First of all, there must be a coming to Christ in repentance. Although true faith may stumble, it always gets up and continues, walking with God no matter what the circumstances. Finally, true faith is willing to wait upon God to fulfill His promises in His way. Now to conclude this message called A Pilgrim's Faith, here is Dr. Cairns.
You notice immediately that obedience is not a mere matter of words or intentions. I don't suppose there's one person here intends to go to hell, but I'm not at all hopeful that there's nobody here who's actually well on the way to hell. The Lord Jesus in Matthew 21, 28 to 30 tells the parable of the man whose two sons were told to get out and go work in the vineyard. And one said, "Sir, I go." But he never did go. The other said, "I won't go," but afterward repented and went. A simple illustration. Faith is not just a matter of words, and the obedience of faith is not just a matter of intentions. There are people who say, "I intend to come to Christ. I have been at the deathbed of people who responded every time I ever gave them the gospel. I intend to come to Christ. I have every purpose to come to Christ. I'm going to come to Christ, but it's always in the future. And I've seen people die, and as far as any human judgment could be formed, go out into the darkness of hell with the intention of coming to Christ and going to heaven." Not enough to say, "I'm going to come." Man, you should come. It's not enough to say, "I intend to be saved." Man, before that intention comes to pass, you could already be in outer darkness. You need to come in obedience to the call of God, not tomorrow, but today. Not just today, but now. Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. For this moment is the only moment you can ever be sure you have the life and opportunity to come to Christ. It's not just a matter of intentions. Faith comes to Christ. That's the start of a walk with God. It's interesting in Isaiah 41 and 2 that there's a reference that I think is rightly taken to be to Abraham. He's called the righteous man from the east, and God called him to his foot. That is, to the Lord's foot. He called him to follow him. And Abraham set out to do that. That's the walk of faith. It's interesting, however, that faith may stumble. Abraham left Ur of the Chaldees, but he stopped at Haran. Now that was not obedience, that was disobedience. There's a big difference of opinion as to whether Terah should ever have been there or not. I'm not going to get into that particular argument today, but whether he should have been there or whether he shouldn't have been there, Abraham was the man who was called to go to the promised land. He was not called to stop at Haran, but he did. Faith
may stumble. In fact, I would say this, faith always stumbles. And I say that so that you may learn not to keep examining the greatness of your faith as a basis of assurance, but rather examine him in whom that faith resides or reposes as the basis of your assurance. Abraham's faith stumbled. How do you know then if this is faith or not? Well, listen, faith, though it stumbles, will always get up again to go after God. Faith may stop at Haran, but faith can never be content at Haran. It must go on to the promised land. I think of the words of Micah 7 and verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. What time I fall, I shall arise. There's faith. It stumbles. It's not perfect. I would to God our faith were perfect. But there's not a man amongst us that can honestly say, my faith never stumbles. My faith is never marred by unbelief. My obedience is never marred by disobedience. My uprightness is never marred by crookedness. There's not a man amongst us can say that. But true faith, unlike the sow that is happy to wallow in the mire, true faith must get up and follow Christ. That's how you know your faith. You'll stumble, but man, you'll hate to stumble. And you must get up to get after Jesus. And then faith walks with the promise in view, whatever the temporary circumstances may happen to be. Some of Abraham's circumstances were hard in the flesh. They must have been very, very difficult. It's easy for us to read of them and invest them with some sort of romantic attachment. But for Abraham, just you think of it, 75 years old when he came into the promised land. So even for a patriarch, he wasn't a youngster anymore. 75 years old. All he had to live in was a tent. And he never did get anything else. Now I have no doubt it was a good tent. He was a rich man. But he was a nomad for the rest of his life. He walked up and down the land. But he never got it in possession. Hard, difficult times. You know, I've often said that's the most difficult thing in a Christian's life, when you've got the promise of God before you, but your current circumstances are very difficult, and the devil cries out, you don't have the promise at all. You've misunderstood the promise. Or God has given up on the promise. Or God has changed his mind about you. Or your sin has cut you off. Or your failure has meant that the Lord has maybe giving it to somebody else, but it's not for you. Your present circumstances begin to argue against the ultimate promise and purpose of God. But faith does not judge God, God's word, God's purpose, or our standing by mere transient circumstances. Faith will walk with its eye upon the God who gave the promise and upon the word that he has given to us. That is the walk of faith. With your eye upon the Savior, grasping the promise of his word. And you'll find peace, whatever the circumstances, if you keep your eye on Christ. You'll find peace. If the hand of faith is grasping the promise, you'll find nothing but discontent if you're forever reacting to changing circumstances. And how many people live their lives on that level? Everything, every feeling. It's natural. I personally must confess that something I have to battle every day It's something that comes perfectly natural to me. I don't speak as a Superman. I've got to be honest. The most natural thing in the world for me is to live my life as a series of reactions to prevailing circumstances. The work of grace has got to be a constant work of converting, of changing, of giving victory. In order to get my eyes beyond the immediate to the eternal, beyond the changeable to the unchangeable, beyond the world to the Savior, beyond the problem to the promise. That's the walk of faith. Verse 9 speaks of the waiting of faith. That's the hardest thing that faith ever has to do. The waiting of faith. He sojourned in the land of promise without actually coming into possession. He had a promise and he waited. You see, God's promises are not always fulfilled when you think they're going to be fulfilled. Be very careful about tying the Almighty to your time schedule. Be very, very careful about that. Unless the Lord himself has stipulated the time, be careful about imposing it. People wreck themselves by imposing a time schedule in God's promise, and when the timing isn't fulfilled, they think the promise isn't fulfilled. All God's doing is denying your superior wisdom. All he's doing is cutting back on fleshly intrusions into his sovereign disposition. They're not always fulfilled when we think. Indeed, they're not even always fulfilled as we think. There's one thing you've got to understand, that God is the interpreter of his own word. Abraham was promised the land. But Abraham himself never got the land. Now his seed got it. His children obtained it. And Abraham had to come to understand that that was the real meaning of the promise. God's the interpreter of his own words. Faith cannot impose human logic on the promise of God. As faith waited, it found that the Lord had a secret promise, a secret purpose, I should say. The promise was there, the circumstances were contradictory. God brought them both together in working out his sovereign purpose.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening. and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.